Glad to be coming to Texas. I'm coming from Brooklyn, New York.
Uh-oh. Where are you, where are you now?
I'm in San Antonio, Wood Lakes area. I'm looking for a house. I think I have something.
Uh-huh.
And it has a beautiful garden. Here's my question, please.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a gardener in Brooklyn, and I have...
Oh, no difference. It's the same here.
I had... my husband died, and a tree was put in the garden in memory of him, Ben Franklin. And I had it potted in March and in anticipation of my moving to Texas. If I have it transported here, is it going to survive, and how do I get it from Brooklyn here?
What's kind of tree?
Yeah.
Ben Franklin.
Is that an elm?
It's not an elm.
They give you they name them based on who's it might have been his favorite or you don't remember what the rest of the name is.
My daughter's trying to
or one
pull
of the
it up now.
One of the oaks at all?
No, it's not an oak at all. It's an ornamental tree.
Okay,
it only grows about 10 feet.
What's it look like? Does it have
it has a beautiful white it's a Frank. F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N-I-A, first word, A-L-A-T-A-M-A-H-A.
Calvin got all that.
Franklinia Alt, what was that?
A-L-A-T-A-M-A-H-A.
We better defer
that
to Paul
Cox.
It doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Now it's obviously it's not something we recognize.
No.
So,
it's an exquisite fall flowering tree brought from the banks of someplace in Georgia.
Hmm. Now the one thing about if it's from Georgia, then. You know, they have acid soil there, and we have alkaline soil, so we can grow some things that normally do in acid soil, but it's a fight.
Now, it's only a 10-foot ornamental.
Yeah.
Could you possibly, in a big old container, do like we do with the blueberries?
You could try that. That would be probably the only
hope. Okay, it was, I had a gardener put it in the growing containers back in March before it leafed. So it's ready to go.
Yeah. Now, what is there? Sometimes these memorial trees are. Is it so of such sentimental value that you couldn't pick one that was willed up here and identify it as this is the new memorial tree?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a. You know that. You know. I think if it's. If it's important to you, then you could try. But the other option would be to see if there's somebody there that you know, like a daughter or a sister or somebody that would keep it for you.
Well, they're taking my Japanese maple that I was told can't grow here, so she's taking that one.
They're right. Those are very difficult to grow here.
Mm-hmm.
How did she get it here? We'll worry about finding out what it is and what we think, but. How do you move? Let's say it was perfect for here. How do you get it here?
Well, the shippers will
the move
for the money. Yeah, for cost, they'll get it here and they'll get it in relatively
well,
good shape.
Well, the people who are moving my house products say that they can't take it at all.
So you'll have a special because nurseries ship nice plants all around the.
Right.
Around the world, but
so I should try to get a nursery to ship it for me.
I'm kind of. Thinking that if you could, that you would find another alternative. But we'll try to go to.
Are you going back?
I'm going back the end of this month. Yes.
Okay. Go back. When you go back, take that to a nursery, and tell them to give you the. Do you do email?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Go to plantanswers.com.
Mm-hmm.
Plantanswers.com. Send me the genus and species of that particular tree, and I will forward that on to Paul Cox and let him look it over and tell you what it is. And And see what he recommends.
Paul Cox is our assistant superintendent at the Botanical Gardens here. He's an amazing botanist, and he's quite often on the show. So he'll be able to ID it and tell you exactly.
He's never had one he's been tricked on or failed on.
Ask in the email, too, about transportation. So
thank
Paul,
you, gentlemen.
Paul has an idea.
Yeah, because Paul, they transport plants to the...
Yeah, there must
now,
be
Paul
there.
Likes it best when he now, drives to get them.
Now, wait a minute. Where is...
Brooklyn?
He's from
Brooklyn, New York.
I'm talking about where is James? Charles from?
Charles...
Any from up there?
Yeah, originally I think he was from Long Island.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. So he might know how to get something.
I'll bet he will. Too bad he's not here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know he's coming back someday.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe not. Here's the show.
I like Jerry's solution, though, if you send him that little email.
We'll send
and
it,
he can.
And we can send it to Charles, too.
Yeah.
Send us the email.
Charles will probably know. Charles has probably grown them.
Yeah. So send it, and then Jerry will forward it on to Charles here at Milburgers and DePaul, and we'll see what we can find out for you.
Thank you so much.
Did you get the website? It's plantanswers.com.
Yes.
And then there's a place where you can ask a question.
Thanks so much.
Now, so you're here in the middle of this droughty summer, and you're still coming, huh?
I'm still coming.
Okay.
I'm excited. I've been in Brooklyn for 62 years,
wow.
So this
Lord.
Is a big, big, big change,
yeah,
but I'm
be
excited.
You will really be excited when you get to go through the winter. I'm from Minnesota, and and 9 months out of the year, the weather is wonderful here.
Mm-hmm.
3 months in the summer are a little challenging.
Thank you, Vivian.
Are you coming down to be with your daughter and grandchildren or something?
Yes, I am.
That's why you're coming to San Antonio.
Yes.
Okay.
Got five beautiful grandchildren here.
Oh, well, she probably needs your help.
Now, you're going to... I hope you keep that opinion of them when you're going to be that close to them.
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
okay,
have a
good luck, and welcome to the city.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.